Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, I'm set free, right where I'm standing is where I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah, I get to be me, just the way you made me is how I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah, I'm set free, right where I'm standing is where I'm supposed to be.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
But lately I ain't been sleeping well through the night. And sometimes I don't know if I wake up alive. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
Is it family? It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and it's my distinct honor and privilege to speak God's truth into your heart today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute pick-me-up power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so honored to know you. We pause in our day to acknowledge you as head of our lives. We welcome you into this 15-minute message, asking that you penetrate the hearts of each and every listener, using the Holy Spirit to guide them into all truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Now, have you been believing for something for so long that not only has the time passed for it to happen, but you've given up that it ever will? Given up that you'll ever have a child? Given up that you'll ever get, how you'll get through that addiction? You just can't even believe you haven't met anybody, so how are you going to get married? You've been in debt for so long. How are you going to get out of debt? You've been praying for those kids forever to get saved. The symptoms in your body are getting worse and progressing enough so much you know divorce is imminent. Let me share a quote by Rochelle Goodrich. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. Don't ever stop trying. Don't ever sell out. And if you find yourself succumbing to one of the above for a brief moment, give yourself up. Pick yourself up where you left off. But never, ever, ever give up. The title of today's message is, It's Not Time to Give Up. Let's say it together. It's not time to give up. One more time. It's not time to give up. We've all been there. You're believing for a promotion, and your coworker gets the job. You're believing for a new house, but you can't afford the apartment you're staying at. You're believing for your kids to have a future, and one of them just went to prison. Street love family, it's not time to give up. Say it with me. It's not time to give up. And I know what you're thinking. From your perspective, it just doesn't seem like there's a way out or that you'll ever get a breakthrough. Do you remember the widow woman in 1 Kings 17? She was out gathering sticks and getting some cornmeal to prepare a meal for her and her son, and according to her words, and die. Why did she say that? Because she had given up and she couldn't see a way out. Is that you? Are you looking at the situation and saying, I don't know how. There's just no way. To my message. But God sent Elijah the prophet to provide a way of escape for the widow woman. And today, he's sending me to you to remind you it's not time to give up. It's time to make God bigger than your problem. Glory to God. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. It's found in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 15 in the King James Version. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself towards the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves for ye your hearts. After that, you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And jumping to verse 19, verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? For the Lord, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but thou didst laugh. The word of the Lord. Okay, so let's recap. I call this the L.A. commentary. Abraham had not heard from the Lord in years. The day when he awoke, the Lord appeared And then when he looked up, he saw three visitors walking near his tent. And Abraham invited them to stop, and he provided hospitality to them, food and drink and so forth. They inquired of his wife Sarah and basically gave a word from the Lord that she'd give birth to a son within a year. Both Abraham and Sarah were old and had given up on the idea of ever having a child. As a matter of fact, Sarah was in such disbelief that she laughed within herself. God sent three people to them, and I can't help but to wonder if those three represented the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, speaking into their lives. You shall have a son. You shall have a son. You shall have a son. They then responded with a question to Abraham. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You see, Sarah believed in her circumstances, that they were both old, that her and her husband had not had pleasure together as a married couple, and her time had passed as a woman to be able to bear a child. Street Love family, I don't know what you're going through, but it's not time to give up. It's time to ask yourself, do I believe, is anything too hard for the Lord? Ask yourself, is anything too hard for the Lord? Or have you laughed within yourself over that situation? Have you decided it's too hard because it's too late? Because the time has passed when you needed it to be done? Were you the one who gave up before God had a chance to be God in your situation? Maybe you're giving up too soon, blocked what God had planned. Selah, pause and think. To Shelley's Street Love personal story, years ago, I had been fervently praying for a loved one for years. And the more I prayed, the worse it seemed to get, and the more prayer was needed. One day I confessed to the Lord, that's it. I'm so tired of praying for this person. They don't want to change. They hang around the wrong people. They want to go to hell. And the Lord said to me, I didn't give up on you. It wasn't here. You want one more day with them. One more day to be able to pray. One more day to spend with that person. And one more day to see if I, God, would show up in their life. He told me that my job was to pray, believe, and thank him that it's done. Not to keep getting upset when it didn't happen in my timeline. In conclusion, through 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Street Love family, if you give up, you'll never find out the way or thought God intended to handle your situation. It's not time to give up, but time to step it up. Step up your giving. Step up your time in the Word, praying for others. But never, ever, ever, ever give up. Every time you're met with a situation that seems insurmountable, just remember to ask yourself, is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you'd like to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now, Him as my Lord. My new home is in heaven. I am now saved. I have a second invitation, and it's for those who may have received Jesus a long time ago. Maybe you walked away. We call that being backslidden. But today you've heard the message and you're ready to rededicate your life to Christ. John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess whatever you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call before you on behalf of the Street Love listeners who want to rededicate their life to you according to 1 John 1:9. They are praying and confessing their sins to you, Father God, and we're believing by our faith that right now you are cleansing them, making them white as snow, and removing the un and making them righteous right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Do you hear that bell? Well, it's just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives to Him today. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. If you go to my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org, click the contact button. Let me know you received Jesus for the first time or rededicate it, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Hallelujah. Let's go to our announcement. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministry is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. If you are a church or a member of a church and you would like the free lunch and prayer street outreach to come to your church, just go to my website at freeluncheonprayer.org, click the contact button, and let's pray on it together and make it happen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, 10 minutes. If you'd like to contact or donate, please go to freeluncheonprayer.org and be a blessing. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, I've given you your word for this week. You are to not give up ever, 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 ever. Why? Because nothing is too hard for the Lord when you believe He's your Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. Pray the Lord bless each and every one of you, that His face shine upon you, that He turns His face toward you and give you peace as only He can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family. Remember, Street Love begins with you.